So we're holding by Malachim Beis, we have Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis. This year we're starting as a schus, Lila Nishmas, Yecheskel Shragam, and Avram Yehuda. It should also be a schus, Lila Nishmas, Moshe ben Daniel, Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shanarye, as well as a schus for Fushlema, Vachayim Moshe Shua, Bemalka, Chemda, Bemina Rachel, and Chanaliyah, Bas Shein de Rachel. It should also be a schus for all those in Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So after finishing in the last Perek, the miracle of the water in the desert and the defeat of Moav, Elisha is now approached by Avadya's widow who lives in Tsarfas. So Pasuk Beis, we had seen that the wife complained to Elisha that her children were going to be taken by the creditor, by King Yehoram, to be his servants because she did not have money to repay him with the interest that he had charged Avadya for the loans that Avadya took out to sustain those Nevi'im that were in hiding. So Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Eleha Elisha, so Elisha says to her, Ma'as elach, what can I do for you? Hagidi li ma'yesh lach babayis. Tell me, what do you have in the house? Do you have anything? V'tayman, she said, en l'shevchas chachol babayis. I have nothing in the house at all. Kiyim asach shaman, except for a very small jar of oil. So Pasuk Gimel, v'yoymer, Elisha says, l'chi shali lach kelim in achutz. Go and borrow kelim from outside the house. Me'es kol shcheinoyach, from all of your neighbors. Kelim reikim. Al tamiti, get eat a bunch of empty kalim, as many as you can, and don't be sparing, meaning don't leave any behind, because once the bracha is going to come, it's going to come as long as there are empty kalim to be filled up. But once the bracha stops, once the oil stops flowing, as we'll see, the bracha, the nes, is going to end. And so therefore he told her, have as many empty kalim on hand as you can in advance. The Ramban in Parshas Truma gives a little bit of context to the nes that Elisha is going to perform. The Ramban says that it was only during Sheshes Yimei Breishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something from nothing, or as we commonly refer to it as Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. From that point forward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the rules of the universe, and one of the rules of the universe is that there would no longer be Yesh Me'ayin. Although Nisim could occur, potentially, but it would never be a nes of Yesh Me'ayin, something coming from nothing. In order for a nes to happen, even though it's a nes and it's outside the norms of Derech Teva, still there has to be some aspect of Yesh Me'yesh. It has to come from something that already exists. And so therefore, for Elisha to perform a miracle, he couldn't simply come up with matter, for example, oil, out of nothing. It couldn't be that there is no oil and suddenly Elisha is going to create oil. But now that she had even a drop of oil, now there's some yesh. So yesh meyesh. Elisha now has the ability, through a nes, to create more oil from pre-existing oil, but to create something that didn't exist at all, that Elisha did not have the ability to do. And so we'll see that Elisha uses the single jug of oil to create this unending flow. As long as there were empty jugs, empty kalim to be filled, Elisha could continue to perform the miracle, but it was still based on the concept of yesh meyesh. And the Abarbanel says that that's the meaning of the first words that Elisha says back in the beginning of Pasuk Beis. Elisha says to the woman, Ma'as elach, what can I do for you? Meaning, I can't bring something from nothing. So therefore, he asks her, Ma yesh lach babayis, what do you have in the house? You need to have something. You need to have some yesh. From the yesh, I could create expansion. I could create growth, but I can't create existence from something that does not exist. So in the next part of the pasuk, the woman responds and she says that I don't have anything in the house, kiyim asuch shaman, except for a small jar of oil. Rashi says asuch comes from the word sicha, which means to smear or to anoint, because from a small jar, people used to take the oil and smear it on their skin. So therefore, you would do sicha with this small jar, and therefore the jar was referred to as asuch. It was, the Zayar says, it was just enough oil to smear on a small finger, meaning it was a tiny, tiny drop of oil. The Radak says that the Chachamim teach us that it was fitting for the miracle to come about through oil, because Avadya himself had not only sustained the Nevi'im through providing them with food and sustenance, but he also provided them with oil for their lamps so that they would be able to sit in the dark and learn Torah. And says the Radak and the Malbim as well, that therefore Mida Kedeket Mida, Avadya's family was saved through a miracle that was performed with oil, Mida Kedeket Mida, for the oil that Avadya provided the Nevi'im. The B'nai Yisraschar also adds on to what the Ramban said. The Ramban said that since Sheshes Mei Bereshes, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Me'ayin, from that point forward, everything had to be Yesh Me'yesh. And says the Zayar, because of that rule, a bracha does not rest, a bracha is not mekuyim on something that's empty. There has to be some substance there in order for the bracha to be mekuyim in accordance with the rule of yesh meyesh. And therefore, says the B'nai Yisaschar, that's why, as the Ramban explained, Elisha tells the woman, what do you have in the house? You need to have something for the bracha to be mekuyim on. So says the B'nai Yisaschar very beautifully, that's why there is an inyan that when a person benches, he should leave a little bit of bread on the table. Why? Because you want the bracha sabirkas amazon to be mekuyim on you. If your table is completely empty without any food, there's nothing for the bracha to rest on. And what did the Zayar say? You need some substance in order for the bracha to rest. So Zakta B'nai Yisaschar beautifully, you need to leave over a little bit of bread so that the bracha could rest on the bread. Then the bread could expand, the bread could grow, and you could be Zaycha to Yesh Meyesh. But you need to have a little bit of substance, a little bit of bread, for the bracha to initially take hold and be Mekuyim. Beautiful idea from the B'nai Yisaschar. So just to end off, Chazal tell us that when Yaakov Avinu puts himself in danger to cross the Nachal Yavok in order to get the small flask that he left, it was a special flask. It wasn't just any flask. On his way to Lavan, when he put the 12 stones under his head, and when he woke up in the morning, they became one stone, he recognized the importance of this place. And so therefore, he took out a flask of oil and poured it on the stone. But the flask, through a nace, replenished itself immediately. So Yaakov realizes that this flask, this Kad Shemen, was filled with bracha, so he made sure to keep it. Now, this is the same Kad Shemen that Yaakov crosses the Yabik River to go back and retrieve, and that's when he has the fight with Esau's Malach. So says the Shach and Parshas Vayishlach, that Yaakov saw through Ruach HaKodesh that this was the same Kad Shemen that the Tsarfas woman was going to receive the bracha when Eliyahu HaNavi went to her home. And it was also the same flask that was used by the Eshes HaYivadya here in our Perek. And the Shach adds that Yaakov also saw that this flask would be used for the anointing of the Mishkan, the Kalim, the Kehanim, the future kings, and it would still contain oil, and therefore Yaakov was Maisa Nefesh to make sure that this flask remained with him even as he crossed the river with his children, and even if it meant endangering himself and meeting the Sar Shal Esav. And the Tver Shlomo adds that it was the same flask of oil that was found by the Chashmonaim later that was used for the Nes of Chanukah. So this flask of oil made several appearances and continuous appearances throughout the history of Klal Yisrael.